welcome back to Inside the Bears. We're here at Cold City, one of the communities affected by the tornadoes that hit Sunday, November 17th.
Robbie Gold and a few of his former and current teammates are here with the American Red Cross distributing emergency supplies to the tornado victims. In Cole City and nearby Manhattan and Frankfurt, the Weather Service reported that three tornadoes touched down with winds as high as 135 miles per hour. In Cole City, the tornado's path of destruction continued for 13 miles.
Well, I think you hear about it, but you don't really understand, you know, how close you are to it. So we're an hour and 45 minutes away from our facility, you know, and we're in probably 50, 45 minutes from the stadium. So it's pretty close to home. A lot of these people are Bear fans.
For one player, the tornado hit close to home. Cornerback Sherrick McManus is from Peoria, Illinois, not far from where tornadoes hit the nearby cities of Washington, East Peoria, and Pekin.
We're inside the stadium, so we really couldn't see what was going on exactly. But, you know, I got some text messages from my family letting me know that they were okay. And it's shocking. You're almost helpless. You can't do anything about it. So we're here, us and a few other Bears, you know, are here just to give our support and show the community that we're here for them.
Although they said the tornado only lasted 10 to 12 seconds, Lenny and Mindy Friddle's home in Diamond Estates is completely destroyed.
We were fortunate enough to have a closet in the basement, and there's like a 2x2 area, so we have two dogs, my husband, me, and my daughter, and, you know, you just hold on to the door, and you can hear everything, and it was like a rumble, and then, I mean, literally, I felt like it was over with. And my husband went up, and I could just hear him say, "Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God." And so then finally I come out, and, I mean, there's glass all over, and I'm like, some broken glass, whatever. And then you walk up, and our back garage is now in our kitchen. You know, it was like, how did that even happen? And you know, so, you know, then you start looking around, and I call my parents, and I'm like, it's gone.
This is a garage that we're standing in. You know, and, like, it's not like it's in a backyard or something. This is somebody's garage. It just doesn't exist anymore. So, you know, to be able to come down and help and make people forget about what happened for at least 30 seconds is kind of special. And hear everyone's story, it's just unbelievable.
The couple's two-year-old daughter's bedroom was on the south side of the house where something flew right through the wall during the tornado and smashed her crib.
Would have been a lot worse if we had been sleeping from what came through my daughter's room. You know, we survived it. Everything else can be replaced. So you just got to dig down and clean everything up and just go on. I mean, you got to remember that we're fine. We lost a lot of stuff, but you know, we'll get it back and just go from there.
To be in your basement and you're there, like his wife said, for a few seconds and you come out, you're thinking it's, oh, okay, it was only here for a few seconds. It's not much damage. You come up and then everything is gone. I couldn't fathom that. You know, it's crazy.
It's an unbelievable feeling that you come here and then you see the Bears here taking time out of their schedules to come down and do this. It's very meaningful, and we just can't thank them enough for coming and helping.
It's overwhelming, and I can't even be sad that we just lost our house. I can't. There's just too much to be thankful for. The outpour from the community has been so overwhelming, it takes that away. It takes that pain away. And, you know, we were fortunate enough that we were able to save our memories. You know, we had photo albums and that we were able to save. So, you know, yeah, it's an awful situation, but, I mean, there are so many silver linings across the board that you can't be negative about it.
Bears season ticket holder Ed Hajduk was at the game against the Ravens at Soldier Field when the tornado struck his home in Diamond Estates.
Right when they told us to exit the stadium or exit the seating area to find shelter, my wife called and said we got hit by the tornado. So my brother and I, we left the stadium and I came straight home. It felt like an eternity, really. I mean, you're thinking to yourself about how bad, you know, because you're picturing yourself leveled. You figure you got nothing left. But, you know, you find out that the kids are okay, the wife's okay, even my dogs were okay. It's like, all right. So it's not that bad.
Through it all, Ed was still eager to learn the outcome of Sunday's game and hoped he'd hear good news about his beloved Bears.
I'm asking questions. Hey, anybody here? Anybody here? And I go, oh, it was tied. Oh, tied. Great, great, great. And then about an hour or so later, I heard that the Bears won in overtime. I was like, woohoo! So I was like, to have the moral support that you have from the community and from the Bears, you know, God love them, you know, it's like, that's what it's all about. One big community. We're one family. And that's why I look at it, one Bear family.
Even before they knew the Bears were coming out, almost every other person had a Bears jersey on or a Bears hat. And so, you know, when they saw the players come up, they recognized them before they even, you know, had to be told. So they were very, very excited to see them. And just walking around, if you see the damage, it's very difficult to understand how people could feel, you know, excited today and have smiles on their face. And I think a lot of that is really attributed to the Bears coming out and being supportive of the community.
You can tell everyone about what happens in the locker room, the camaraderie that we have and how great our locker room is and the type of guys that we have. But you come out here and watch how, I mean, just look, if you can, just turn around and look at everything going on down the street right now. I mean, it's, you have thousands of people helping random strangers to neighbors to, I mean, this is what a locker room's about, you know, it's the spirit of a locker room. And it's just amazing to come down here and, you know, see what everyone's doing together.
If you would like to help out the victims here in Cole City or other neighbors around the state of Illinois,
please donate at chicagobears.com/tornado relief. We'll be back after this break.